You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Justice Minister Kei Tapu Allen has recently announced that she has plans to reform New Zealand hate speech laws before next year's general election. This comes after a Royal Commission report stemming from the Christchurch terror attacks stated that New Zealand does not provide a workable mechanism to deal with hate speech. Amnesty International Aotearoa has called for stronger laws covering digital hate speech and a widening of what groups are covered. However, the opposition has opposed these calls, with the ACT Party stating that they would overturn the changes if they went into power. I spoke to Lisa Woods from Amnesty and said about the laws, first asking for an overview of the current hate speech legislation in Aotearoa.
Well, so last year the government consulted on reform to our laws focused on incitement of hatred, and reform in this area is incredibly important because our current legislation is not fit for purpose. So, for example, there are currently groups of people that the law seeks to protect are limited. So it protects people from the incitement of hatred on the basis of race, ethnicity or national origin. But it does not currently protect other groups, including people belonging to religious, disability or LGBTQIA plus communities. Another example of a gap is the criminal provision also fails to cover things that are incitement of hatred that's communicated electronically. So in our modern day, that's quite a significant gap. But we're also really concerned that the current definition and wording is unclear, and that the wording needs to be amended to ensure that it aligns with international human rights in this area. So a focus on incitement of hatred legislation would be very welcome, and we hope that reform in this area addresses these issues so that we have legislation.
And Justice Minister Kei Tapu Allen has recently stated that she will be focusing on reforming hate speech laws before the next election. What do you think that the biggest priorities and changes need to be?
Yeah, we're really keen to see the legislation that's focused on incitement of hatred fixed, because just as I was saying, there's huge gaps in that area, and the harm that can arise from this is really severe. So we hope that reform in this area addresses those gaps.
So much of New Zealand's current opposition has been opposing the proposed hate speech laws, citing a common argument that this could lead to infringement on freedom of speech. Is this a justified position in Amnesty's view?
But freedom of expression is a vital right. It's incredibly, but also it's important to acknowledge that what we say can impact the rights of others. For example, the right to security. So that's why when we're thinking about freedom of expression, it's important to recognise it's not absolute. And that means in certain circumstances, it can be limited. So it's all about balancing different rights. And in Aotearoa, we already limit, there's already examples of where the freedom of expression right is limited. So for example, in defamation law. But it's really important to note that limitations on the freedom of expression cannot just be for anything. Internationally, they must meet a test, and that includes whether or not the limitation is actually necessary and proportional. So what this is all saying is that the right to freedom of expression is important and needs to be taken seriously, but it must be balanced with other human rights in order to create a society where we all feel we can participate and thrive.
Do you think that there are any issues with objectivity on this topic? I feel like for a lot of people have different lines between where something becomes the difference between free speech and hate speech. How can we make sure that this is well-defined and, yeah?
Yeah, look, I think it's really important with this that all parties in Parliament come to the table to talk about it, to hear and understand the issues and the harm that reform in this area needs to address. But as part of this, and to really do reform well, it's just so important that those most impacted are at the table as well, so that they can talk about what that harm is and ensure that whatever reform or legislation comes out of reform is fit for purpose. So there are so many communities already out there leading the charge to address hate and have been doing so for decades. So talking with those who have been leading the mahi and drawing on their knowledge is so important in terms of getting it right.
Amnesty has also been talking about implementing protections over digital hate speech. This issue is incredibly widespread and rampant across the entirety of the internet, that it could be really difficult to negotiate and work on and manage when there's so much of it out there. How can we implement digital hate speech protections competently and well?
So I think it really comes back to making sure that those who are at the heart of the issue, those who are most impacted, are around the table and helping to direct reform, so that we're really hearing from the people most impacted about what is the harm and what are the changes that are needed. And just as I said, there are just so many people already out there in communities who are doing so much mahi around this and have been doing so for decades, that have incredible knowledge that could be drawn on to ensure that we get it right. But also, you know, that parliamentary process and encouraging all parties to come to the table and to hear about the issues and to ensure that that the process is looking at what the issues are and doing that human rights balance that I referred to before. Mm.
Do you think that it could be worth New Zealand trying to work with major social media companies such as Facebook and their parent company Meta, which also owns Instagram, maybe talking to people behind Twitter to see if we can implement some stronger laws around restrictions specifically within New Zealand?
Yeah, look, there's so much that needs to be done in this area, and that includes with the tech companies. And I think that's a really important point that you've raised there, that you know, addressing the gaps in the legislative framework, as we've just discussed, is integral to reducing harm. But actually, at the same time, there is much more that needs to be done. And we need to keep coming back to the deeper issues in our society that's driving harm, such as racism. And there is obviously so much more that we need to do to address the root causes of racism and discrimination, including here in Aotearoa, the full and proper recognition of Te Tiriti.
How urgent is it that we make sure that these laws are put in place?
It's incredibly urgent. So the harm that is arising from hateful content online is real and it's severe. You know, if you can imagine fearing for your own safety, that of loved ones, the fact that it's creating just not only enormous anxiety and distress for yourself, but it can cause people to withdraw from society. In other words, essentially silencing them. And if you have a case where a whole lot of individuals and groups are prevented from safely going about their lives and they don't feel safe enough to be able to stand up for their rights and interests, you can imagine the huge chilling impact this can have.
Do you think that these hate speech laws could shift some people's mindsets on topics like this? Could that maybe like break down some prejudices and barriers if that legislation against hate speech is in place?
Yeah, well, I think the really important point when we're looking at, we're specifically talking about incitement of hatred speech, and this is something that's prohibited under international treaties, of which Aotearoa is a party to. So the government does have an obligation here. But what it really is also, you know, as society, is we're putting something in the ground saying, this is not acceptable. This type of speech is harmful, and that's not something that we're going to allow as a society. And as I said before, there are other examples with freedom of expression, whereas a society has said, actually, that's a justifiable limit on freedom of expression.
That was Lisa Woods from Amnesty New Zealand chatting about hate speech law reform in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.